This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel announced on Sunday it recovered the bodies of 6 hostages in Gaza, including an Israeli-American, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House is expressing sorrow over the 6 hostage deaths in Gaza, including that of 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin, whose parents spoke at the Democratic National Convention last month.
Hirsch, if you can hear us, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
The 23-year-old was seized by militants at a music festival during the October 7th massacre by Hamas. His arm blown off, throwing back a grenade militants had tossed. Now a family spokesman says,
I thank you all for your love and support and ask for privacy.
Officials say Goldberg Polin and 2 others were to have been released in the latest ceasefire deal that stalled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's main union on Sunday ordered a nationwide general strike after soldiers recovered the bodies of 6 killed hostages from the Gaza Strip, where the military is battling Palestinian militants. In the evening, tens of thousands of Israelis gathered in the streets of Tel Aviv and other cities to protest the government and call for a hostage release deal. The head of Israel's powerful trade union ordered a complete strike for Monday in support of the hostages. The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month war to allow the campaign to go ahead.
We target the central zone in Gaza, and we are targeting 157,000 children under 10. We will do that for 3 consecutive days, and if needed, we will add